Hi, this is Jamie Steinberg, contributing writer for Starry Constellation magazine. I love working for the magazine, and I hope you all enjoy my podcast. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for playing Among the Stars. What are the current projects that you're working on?
Well, I just finished a couple more episodes of the show Supernatural. They just finished airing. And I'm not actually working anything this minute, but a summer's coming. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, can you tell us the premise for Transformers and about your character, Sarah Lennox?
Transformers is about the Decepticons and the Autobots coming down to Earth to have their war. And the truth is, I don't know that much about the storyline. They didn't let everyone read the whole script. The humans obviously side with one of the sides of the robots. And my husband, played by Josh Duhamel, is a soldier. He's a commander in Special Forces, and he is helping wage that battle, and I'm waiting at home with our new baby for him to return. Hopefully alive and well.
What made you want to be a part of the film?
Are you kidding?
Well.
Well, you know, what's funny is that when I auditioned for the movie at first, I knew it was a Michael Bay film, but I wasn't really paying attention. I didn't know Transformers. I didn't know they were making the movie. I didn't really play with Transformers as a kid. I wasn't following it. And the audition, they sent me under a different title. And so I went and I auditioned and I met Michael Bay and they hired me. And I didn't know until like 3 days later that it was Transformers. I had no idea. You know, it was an action movie about, you know, my husband was in the war. I didn't know. I didn't know anything about it.
But when I found out,
oh my God, I was like, what? Really? I was completely shocked. And thrilled, of course. It was funny, though.
What about your role was challenging for you?
It's not a super challenging role. It's just a really sweet, nice role. But one of the things that wasn't pleasant is, you know, imagining that you're at home. You know, there's one of the scenes where I'm at home with my baby, and I see on the news that my husband's base has been blown up and there's no survivors. And to sort of, you know, imagine being in that position is... it's not a fun thing to have to imagine.
What was it like for you working with such an all-star cast?
Let's see. The first day I arrived, all the boys were doing their test for their army gear. And so they're all tricked out and all their special, you know, the greens. And then they were also doing all their makeup tests. So they were all, like, bruised and cut up and all dirty and, like, really... cute, the way boys get when they're all like that. I met Josh and Tyrese Gibson and Moray Alasco. I met them all right then, and I only really worked with Josh because my storyline is so separate from everything else, because I'm, you know, off at my farmhouse in Kansas. Nothing happens there. But working with Josh was awesome. He's so sweet and a lovely actor, and he's hot. It's not a horrible thing to have to work with somebody like that.
What's your most memorable moment you had while filming Transformers?
Well, a super fun moment, I can say, is when I was standing by my, you know, quote-unquote, my house station, and they had a bunch of the Transformer vehicles parked next to it. And we were just kind of waiting, and I looked, and there was a bumper at eye level, and I realized that this was my husband's truck, was the biggest pickup truck you've ever seen. And then and then in the scene later, it pulled up, and it was just kind of fun being around these cars that have been built special for the movie. The movie, I think, is going to be incredible with the technical stuff and the special effects and then things like that, like the special vehicles and thing made for it. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, why should people take the time to check out the film?
Michael Bay is, as far as special effects and a thrill ride, never disappoints. All of his movies are always, you know, a spectacle. This one, I think, is going to be the biggest one so far. Just from the little I've seen and the little I saw while I was there, the scope of it is just huge. And it's his typical kind of story where you root for the good guys and you cheer when the bad guys lose. And you know what I mean? It's just... I just think, it just even from the trailer, you can see the extent of what the effects and things are going to look like. I think it's going to be sort of jaw-dropping, to tell you the truth.
What made you want to become an actress?
Ever since I was a little girl, I just loved watching movies. And for a long time, I loved movies, but I never really thought about being a part of it myself. It just didn't occur to me that I could. And then, you know, I sort of fell into modeling and doing commercials and things. And after a commercial I had was running, it ran during the Super Bowl, and a director saw it and decided he wanted to put me in his movie. And he flew me out to Chicago to audition, and I met with everybody, and they gave me the film. And I didn't have an agent. I'd never acted before, but it was so fun that I thought, wow, well, this is way more fun than modeling. You get to talk and play characters, and it started then.
It's dimensional.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, you get to be a person. How crazy. So I just, ever since then, it's just fun. I mean, if you can do this for a living, which, you know, I'm trying to do anyway, it's not a bad way to go along.
You highly recommend it, huh?
Well, it's not all fun, believe me. It's fun when you get the work, but in between, being freelance is always a challenge. But yeah, I mean, if it's something that you love, you should pursue it. You know, whatever that it is, of course, whatever you love. But if acting is the only thing that you can do, the only thing you want to do, then by all means, it's not horrible.
What do you do in your spare time?
Everyone always says, oh, I love to be outside, I love to exercise, and that's not so much me. I love to hang out with my friends, I love going to the movies, I love hanging out with my dog. And then I do hike and et cetera. You go to yoga, but I'm actually an avid knitter, which is, you know, the 87-year-old woman in me. I am a closet Halo player. Do you know what that is?
Of course, video games.
Yeah, I'm a closet Halo player. I have an extensive group of friends online. It's sort of my guilty pleasure.
Your hidden life.
Love it. What?
Your hidden life.
My hidden life, exactly, my secret identity.
Exactly, that's what I meant.
But it's so fun, and I'm really psyched about it. I just bought myself after I did Supernatural, I get myself a gift every time I get a job, and after Supernatural, these last couple episodes, I bought a 360, and I'm so stoked for Halo 3 to come out.
You are
a power geek
woman.
In disguise.
Yeah, you're a unique woman. I'll give that to you.
I don't run into many other girls online, that's for sure.
What would you say is your latest obsession? Is there an activity, a sport, a film, a restaurant, something you're really into at the moment? I guess opposite Halo or besides Halo.
Opposite Halo? I'm sort of really into interior design right now. I'm helping a friend finish her house. I've been sort of doing it a little bit over the last couple years, and it's a skill I've developed. I've gotten really, I feel like I really like it. It's something I think I might be really good at. So it's kind of a really fun hobby to have that keeps my artistic senses alive and well when I'm not actually acting, and it's fun. You get to hang out with your friends and buy pillows and furniture. It's great.